Welcome to the Recency Belief Podcast with Daniel White III. My name is Danae Mary Louise White, and I am the third oldest daughter of Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us today as Daniel White III equips Christians to stand firm in their faith and offers unbelievers a reason to believe.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to the Reasons to Believe podcast, episode number 209. My name is Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International. Our Reasons to Believe scripture passage for today is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 15 and 16, and it reads, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." Our Reasons to Believe quote for today is from Dr. John MacArthur. He said, "As those godly men were carried along by the Holy Spirit, He superintended their words and used them to produce the Holy Scriptures. As a sailing ship is carried along by the wind to reach its final destination, so the human authors of Holy Scripture were moved by the Holy Spirit of God to communicate exactly what He desired. In that process, the Holy Spirit filled their minds, souls, and hearts with divine truth, mingling it sovereignly and supernaturally with their unique styles, vocabularies, and experiences, and guiding them to produce a perfect, inerrant result." Today, beloved, we are continuing the topic of Holy Scripture, its inerrancy, infallibility, and inspiration, using our God-breathed book, the Bible, the verbally inspired, eternal, inerrant Word of God by Dr. John R. Rice. Our Reasons to Believe PowerPoint today comes from chapter 3. The Holy Bible claims to be the inspired Word of God. Part 2. Number 1, the scriptures are breathed out by God. Continued. Dr. Edward J. Young expounds the meaning of 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. He wrote, "The word which, for our purpose, is of supreme importance is the word theopneustos, translated in the English Bible, inspired of God. It is a compound consisting of the elements theo, God, and neustos, breathe. Now, it is well to note that the word ends in the three letters, tos. In the Greek language, words which one end in tos and two are compound with theo, God, are generally passive in meaning. An example will make this clear. There is a Greek word, theo didatos. Theo didatos. Theo didatos. Many others might also be brought forth, which means taught of God, as may be clearly seen. It ends in tos and also contains the element theo, God. Precisely similar is the important word which we are now engaged in considering, namely theonoustos. It likewise is passive in usage, and we should properly translate breathe of God. This point is often overlooked, and there have been those who have somewhat vigorously insisted that the meaning is active. They would therefore translate by the phrase breathing out God, in the sense that the scriptures breathed forth or were imbued with the Spirit of God. Such, however, as has been noted above, is not the true meaning. The true meaning is passive, that which is breathed out by God, and it is this strange designation that the apostle here applies to the Old Testament scriptures. What, however, can such a strange designation mean? Why did Paul thus speak of the scriptures? He thus spoke, we believe, because he wished to make as clear as possible the fact that the scriptures did not find their origin in man, but in God. It was God, the Holy Ghost, who breathed them forth. They owed their origin to him. They were the product of the creative breath of God himself. It is a strong figure, this expression breathed out by God. A strong figure, however, is needed in order that Timothy may realize that he is being asked to place his confidence not in writings which merely express the hopes and aspirations of the best of men, but rather in writings which are themselves actually breathed out by God and consequently of absolute authority. Further, Dr. Young says, the scriptures therefore are writings which found their origin in God. They are the very product of his creative breath. It is this, then, that we mean when we speak of the inspiration of the Bible. Now, the term inspiration is, in the humble opinion of the present writer, not a happy one. The word inspiration means that which is breathed in. It comes to us from the Latin, and in the Latin translation of the Bible, commonly known as the Vulgate, is used as a rendering of the Greek theonoustos, God breathed. We are not satisfied with this translation, for the English word inspiration, as has just been remarked, means a breathing in. And as we have seen, that is not at all what Paul intends to say. We must be very explicit on this point. In writing to Timothy, Paul does not wish Timothy to understand that the scriptures are a body of human writings into which something divine has been breathed. That is precisely what he does not wish Timothy to understand. According to Paul, the scriptures are not writings into which something divine has been breathed. They are not even writings which are imbued with the divine spirit. At least, that is not his emphasis in this passage. The Holy Scriptures, Paul vigorously asserts, are writings which came into being because they were breathed out by God himself. And that is something quite different from what is commonly suggested by the word inspiration. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue this topic in our next episode. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for your inspired, holy, eternal, infallible, inerrant word. Help us to love it, to cherish it, to obey it, to apply it to our lives, to share it with others, to preach your holy gospel from it. For your glory, praise, and honor, and we pray that souls would be saved by it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you are listening today and you have never trusted this Jesus, please know that Jesus loves not only me, Jesus loves you. And if you want to be saved by Jesus today, here is how. Believe in God the Father. Believe in his Son, Jesus Christ. For Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins. He shed his blood for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Shall be saved. Shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. What a great deal. Until next time, my beloved, please keep in mind these reasons to believe. God bless you.